You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Wednesday, June the 21st. I'm Andy Holding, going to be looking at a 7-race National Hunt card at Wexford. It's set to be run on good ground. They have watered, but obviously with a very, very favourable forecast that should quicken up appreciably throughout the day. Very competitive racing as ever at this venue, and hopefully one or two winners for us along the way. We begin with a conditions hurdle over 2 miles, which comes up at 6 o'clock, and Morga will probably be the favourite here based on that decent run the other day behind Henry de Bromhead's Ornea. Although this horse got beat 17 lengths, the winner is a very fast horse for this time of year, and it was no great surprise that he just got left behind in the latter stages. He looks a chaser in the making, this Morga, and maybe his best trip might actually be 2.5 miles in future. Certainly shapes that way. So with that in mind, I'm probably just going to pass him over at the prices this morning in favour of Rebellion Boy from the Inform Jessica Harrington stable. This horse caught the eye on his first start under rules for New Connections when he was 6th behind Cormahin Hill back in Ballinrobe on the 2nd of May. That form of that race has worked out particularly nicely, and his time figure in winning the other day at Tipperary was a very good one to boot, and the form has worked out for that race really well as well to suggest that that time figure is definitely worth following. There's been a couple of subsequent winners. It was interesting as well that the Tong Tai, which is on again tonight, was on for the first time, so that obviously helped this horse's breathing to a fair degree. So hopefully tonight Rebellion Boy can repeat the dose, and if so, he should go very close to winning that opener.
Race 2.
On to race 2, then the 3-mile maiden hurdle. And I look no further than play the part here for the wager. He's been in good form throughout the summer jumping period. That run when he was 3rd behind Tay Lane was boosted by a very good speed figure on that occasion at Tipperary. And last time out, not a bad effort when he ran here over tonight's course when he was 3rd behind Denham Sound and Herminio, two useful types for the track at this time of the season. He certainly gives the impression, anyway, on his racing style that he wants further than 2 miles. He just keeps constantly getting outpaced against more speedy types. So Connections have seized upon that tonight, and they've stepped him up a full mile to this 3-mile journey. He's also won around this track. He won a bumper a couple of years ago, so obviously everything looks set fair for play the part to go really close tonight, and he's available to back around about the 5-1 mark, which makes him a perfectly viable each way choice in race number 2.
Race number 3.
Right, on to one of the big betting races of the evening then, which comes up at 7 o'clock. Wide open fair. We have Camlan at the head of the market, a really likeable and durable type from the Shark Hand and stable, and Rachel Blackmore gets on really famously with this 6-year-old. He's been in great form throughout the winter. Just whether he's going to be sharp enough off the back of his fairly lengthy layoff is open to question. I think this horse will be very much a big player at the Galway Festival, as he often is. He often runs at the first day of the meeting, then he runs towards the back end because he can take his races quite quickly. So with that in mind, maybe another day might just be in store for Camlan. So I'm going to go with Runyon Rattler, who comes here via an unbelievable effort at the Punchestown Festival when last seen. He charged off in front and it looks as though he was going far too quickly in the hands of James O'Sullivan. But to be fair to the horse, he kept on going. It was only the late finish of Bobabout which undone him in the latter stage. But he had his other 23 rivals strung out across the County Kildare venue in a very good time figure. And if he can repeat that form here around this much sharper track, then he's going to take all the beating here tonight. And, of course, we know that he handles Wexford because he's already won here in the past. He won here, actually his last victory came here a year ago. So everything is set for Runyon Rattler to run a big race there in race number 3.
Race 4.
And so probably the most trappy race of the night comes up in the guise of a handicap chase over 3 mile 1 at 7:30. No massive opinion here, but I'll go with the recent run of Burning Issues from the Thomas James stable. He's only won 2 starts in 23, so he's not exactly prolific, but that run at Trimble behind that's my presenting was certainly visually quite a decent effort, and also the time figure backed up what was probably his best run in recent times. He'd also run well actually over this course when he was six in a decent race over hurdles behind a very much an informed horse called Tell Me Nothing. And if he can repeat either of those performances, surely he's got to go close here in a race that certainly looks very wide open on paper. So Burning the Shoes, the each way choice there, a tentative one at that in race four.
Race five.
On to the Novice Chase then, which comes up at 8 o'clock over 2 miles. And this arguably looks one of the best races on the card, if not the best. We've got the likes of Recongo and Peregrine Run, two very useful hurdlers strutting their stuff here. And they both made reasonable starts to their chasing career, particularly Peregrine Run, who caught the eye with an excellent effort on ground that probably would have been a little bit softer than he would have preferred for this time of year, when he chased down the very fast and speedy Townsend at Roscommon. And we know, as I said in that preview on that particular evening, that it suits front runners at Roscommon. So Townsend was always going to get his ideal conditions. Therefore, Peregrine Run's effort over an inadequate trip was certainly worth upgrading. And with that run under his belt on better ground tonight, you'd imagine Peter Fahey's charge to go one place better. And it certainly comes from a yard in good form as well. They had a couple of winners down in Fontwell the other day. As mentioned, Recongo looks the main threat. He's run two nice races over fences so far and he's got plenty of class. So I think for each way backers looking for an alternative, he fits that bill. But Peregrine Run is the obvious choice in race number five.
Race number six.
On to the penultimate contest then, which is a 2-mile-1 handicap chase. And all eyes here will be on Mullinavat, who hopefully can follow up his course and distance win here 2 starts ago. On that occasion, they went off a real strong tempo, and it's certainly suited Henry de Bromet's charge down to the ground, because he was hugely impressive, pulling away in the closing stages to win with any mount in hand. No great surprise to see him sent off a short price favourite when trying to take advantage of a very lenient handicap mark. Unfortunately, he bumped into the very durable and difficult to pass Charger, who was very much in a going day on that particular occasion. But it was certainly no disgrace in finishing behind him and well clear at the rest at the same time. So he still remains in good form. He's only £8 higher than his last win over the course and distance, and he should get the race run to suit, because there are several front runners in the lineup, such as Bitview, Colin and Archive. Lily the Lioness is another one to mention. She often goes really well at this time of the season, and she's got good form at Wexford as well. She's actually 2 for 2 from today's track, so that's definitely one to bear in mind. But Mullinavat is definitely the one to beat for me in the penultimate race.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then. Not a particularly strong bumper by any stretch of the imagination. I'll go with the recent form of Pershing Missile from the informed Noel Mead stable. On the first time that he encountered decent ground, he was good enough to chase home a very promising horse from the Sweeney stable, Lighthouse Warrior, keeping on quite well to finish a never nearer second. That run should have done him the world of good, and I do like Danny Benson who rides him as well. I think he's a very good conditional jockey, and he gets a leg up here. So Pershing Missile, quite a confident choice to round off what hopefully could be a decent night for us here this evening at Wexford. As ever, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, signing off for now until we take a look at Thursday's evening card at Leopardstown, which begins at 6 o'clock. So hopefully you're tuning again tomorrow morning. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.